Since March, we've all been on the alert for people with a cough or a sniffle as being possible symptoms for coronavirus. And we've heard a lot about those so-called asymptomatic cases, people who have the virus but show no symptoms. Australian researchers say 15% of people with COVID-19 fall into this category, and the only way to avoid them is to keep your distance, as Sophie Scott reports.
Sitting in the comfort of their Sydney living room, grandparents Beverly and John Cable are back home and enjoying the holiday snaps of their recent cruise to the Antarctic. When they set off in March, they would never have imagined the ship would be stranded off the coast of Uruguay and that they would both test positive for coronavirus.
I've always had a little bit of a weak chest, so I was slightly concerned, but as you know, I didn't have any symptoms, so I wasn't, I guess, overly worried.
In fact, despite both of them testing positive to COVID-19, neither of them ever developed any symptoms.
You need something definite to be afraid of it or concerned, I feel. You know, it was too invisible. If we were positive, then it didn't show in any other way than a piece of paper.
Australian researchers now believe 15% of people with COVID-19 are asymptomatic, like the Cables. In other words, they won't show any symptoms at all.
For every six people who develop the infection, that is the COVID-19, about one of those six, or one in seven, will not have any symptoms for the whole of the illness, or not a significant symptom that would actually make them concerned.
Professor Paul Glashew from Bond University reviewed nine studies covering more than 20,000 asymptomatic cases in six countries. He found those patients were also less likely to pass the disease on to others.
The spread rate from the asymptomatic patients is much less. We think probably only about a third of the rate, or even less than that. And the reason for that is you're not as sick for as long, and also you're not doing the things like coughing or sneezing because you don't have symptoms.
Professor Raina McIntyre from the University of New South Wales says the findings reinforce how difficult the virus is to tackle.
You cannot tell who around you is infected. You go to a restaurant, you go to the gym, you know, go to a protest. You don't know if the person next to you is infected or not, and they may not know either.
Both experts say the results show why widespread testing and contact tracing is so important. Beverly and John Cable spent 2 weeks in quarantine in a Melbourne hotel and tested negative before being allowed to return home to Sydney. Their brush with COVID-19 hasn't affected their love of travel. They've booked another overseas cruise, but they're more aware now of the silent spread of the virus.
And I say to everybody that I speak to, if you don't have symptoms, well, you don't know the person next to you could still have the virus. So beware. So I'm warning a lot of people.
That's grandmother and keen traveller Beverly Cable. Sophie Scott with that report.